you jump those keys to the region. 63.
Welcome. So the people in the room today, welcome to Alderman Zanzado, our urban practice space. And many of you I know, which is always nice when I'm giving a talk. I'm a receptive people, maybe. And welcome those that are joining us on Zoom. Colorado and Charlottesville, Virginia, and local places too. So welcome everyone. So I dreamt last night that I was giving this Dharma talk on the Santa Kai to you. I woke in the middle of the night with a bit of memory of the talk. I thought to myself, that went pretty well. But my own questions arose. Was I too political with my references? Did people get anything out of that? And you listened to the talk while you slept last night, right? Whee, glad it's done. We can go back to sleep. Or we could do some, go back to zazen, right? So I am Inryu, which means hidden dragon, Honsei Barger. I'm the guiding teacher and resident priest serving the Sangha, the community of Zen practitioners at all beings. Tonight I plan to share some wisdom from two women of this century, a fun song lyric, and then offer a perspective which I believe speaks about something hidden, but perhaps not hidden, in the Santa Kai, the harmony of sameness and equality. That's the chant that we said as part of our service when we started tonight. Simone Well and Naomi Shalev Nye are the two women. But first, maybe apropos of the season, maybe some of you have participated with us in the past or been at other Zen centers where at the end of October, falling around the time of Halloween observance in our culture, there's a ceremony called Tsujiki. And Tsujiki is where we gather together, usually with a fire, a bonfire of some sort. So it's kind of an outside thing, but it can be inside too. And we lay out a table with some nice sweets and pretty fruit. And we welcome in that ceremony our ancestors to be with us. And we also welcome those we know or don't know who are dead but who are hungry. Right? In Buddhism, we call them hungry ghosts. So they're not satisfied, they're not settled, they need some support on their way. And so, apart from how that seems like kind of out there, we also may have hungry ghosts inside of us. And so we're taking the moment, the ceremony, the time to acknowledge the longing, the unsettledness the hunger that we may have. And in the ceremony, we chant together, we bring our voices together. We invite all those present to take part in having something sweet to eat. And we invite them then to be at peace and depart. Or at least allow the hunger to be gone. So it's a lovely notion and a beautiful thing to do. So the first part of my talk is going to sound a little bit like it's a Hebrew message, so I'll be okay. Apropos of Halloween, Day of the Dead, Tzatziki. I have a quote from a dead man. George Ruiz, he said, "We forget that we are all dead conversing with dead men." So again, we forget that we are all dead men conversing with dead men. Or we could replace it with, "We forget that we are all dead humans conversing with dead humans." Or since we're called all beings, we could say, "We forget that we are all beings conversing with all beings." Sounds a little creepy right off the bat, doesn't it? Well, maybe this will be a little bit more fun. These are song lyrics that came to me after that quote. And they are written by a man named Danny Elfman. He says, "Yeah, yeah, let him in. I'm all dressed up, with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man over my shoulder. I'm all dressed up and nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man over my shoulder. Waiting for an invitation to arrive. Going to a party where no one's still alive. Waiting for an invitation to arrive, going to a party where no one's still alive. I was struck by lightning walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody coming, leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door. Don't run away, it's only me. Only me. I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man, oh, waiting for an invitation to arrive. Oh, walking with a dead man, I've got my best suit and my tie, with shiny silver dollars in either eye. I hear the chauffeur coming to the door. He says there's room for maybe just one more. Hey, I was struck by lightning walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming. Leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door. Don't run away. It's only me. Don't be afraid of what you can't see. Don't run away, it's only me. Don't be afraid of what you can't see, it's only me. I was struck by lightning, walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody is coming. Leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul at the door. Don't run away, it's only me. Don't be afraid of what you can't see. Don't run away, it's only me. Don't be afraid of what you can't see. It's only me. It's only me, only me, only me." So with that realization, we can all relax, right? Wow, dead people are dead. Dead people to be. hungry goats, little dead people, becoming a little tiring. Who are we conversing with again? Let's do this. Hold up your hands. Stretch out your fingers away from your palms. And now squeeze the fingers tight to the center. Then squeeze tight. Then squeeze tight. Let's repeat one more time. Open and squeeze tight. Remember that for later. So the Sandokai, or the Harmony of Difference and Syllabus, was written by a Chinese ancestor, Zen ancestor of ours, in the 700s or so. And like many poems, it points to that which is hidden. Something that exists which is mystery. While we look, hear, and see what we can, it, the hidden, the mystery, is present and boundless and real, just as real as what we can see. Like the line in the Sandokai in which the arrow points me. Two arrow points meet is one of those striking lines in the Sandokai. Do people remember that line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, I'm sure that I've been around long enough that I've seen plenty of Hollywood movies where some director had somebody pulling a bow and arrow over here and somebody doing it over there, and they were able to film two arrow points meeting. And I'm pretty sure, I'm positive, I've seen the same thing with two people with two guns, and the bullets come out and the bullets meet like that. Maybe you all seen that too. I personally don't play with bow and arrows or guns, and I have never seen arrow points meet happening in my small real life. But it doesn't mean it can't happen, because I can't see. So I'm gonna segue a little bit here. Maybe some of you know the important Bodhisattva, Simone Weil. She was a French philosopher, a teacher, a mystic, political activist, whose works had particular influence on French and English social thought. She was from an educated Jewish but agnostic family, intellectually precocious, they say. She also displayed an awareness for social matters at a very early age. Unfortunately, she died when she was 34. She fought as an anarchist soldier in the Spanish Civil War in 1937, and spent her final years in England working with the French political leader Charles de Gaulle to liberate France. To identify herself with the French compatriots under German occupation, Weil refused to eat more than the official ration in occupied France. Malnutrition and overwork led to a physical collapse, and during her hospitalization, she was found to have tuberculosis. But here's some ripe Zen wisdom from Simone Adolphine Weil. She said, "Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity." Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity. That poem, the Sandokai, the Harmony of Difference and Equality, is asking us to pay attention, to strip away the nonsense, to strip away our delusions about X versus Y, they versus us, tribe versus tribe, to give ourselves and not to waste time. Simone Adolphine Will calls it the rarest and purest form of generosity. Right? To not get ourselves out of the way of something, but rather to position ourselves to be able to be in attention to that phenomenon. So I'll repeat that. So the request is not to get ourselves out of the way of something, but rather to position ourselves to be able to be in attention to that phenomenon. And here's a sweet notion, I suggest. Position yourself to be able to be in attention is right where you are. In any given moment of time and space. Zazen. As Dogen Zenji says, it's not a matter of sitting or standing or lying down. Again, I don't play with bow and arrows or with guns. I have never seen these arrow points meeting as happened in my smaller life. But I do know that there is nothing that storytellers can make up that is crazier or more wonder-filled than my real life and the three-pound universe that is this mind can birth. Your life and mind are like that too. I learn about what is happening in real life and I say to myself, nobody could make this up. Here's some serious recent examples. Our public discourse becoming so suspect because people portray lies as the truth. Here's another example. The use of militarized warfare and balkanization between peoples who share literally blood ancestry. It almost makes our brains not to want to work anymore, or at all. They fire up in anger, smoldering, burning ourselves right up in ash. From this ash, the flesh cannot be recreated. Beware. Where is the beauty, the possibility in this destruction? How fine and precise the aim must be to have balanced arrows, equally strong quivers, and two archers with unflinching attention and technique. Perhaps a sycamore tree felled for the bows to make the bows. Sun, earth, water, time, space, all meeting in that moment. Those arrow points meeting in that moment. Meeting all the time, really. We can see this when we practice, when we actualize practice. And there is this manifestation of generosity to ourselves and the whole of existence. And love pours out the pores of our skin bag, and we cannot stop it. our hands in Maha Mudra. Give it a try. Open for feeling. Like a basin of compassion that then can pour forth into the thirsty world. Give it away. Let it pour. The Sandokai concludes with a warning. How will you know the path as you go? Mountains and rivers, death of loved ones and strangers may block your way. And suggest those mountains and rivers, the death of loved ones and strangers, may point you to strengthen your attention to the matters of the way, our Buddhist way. So here's the second woman poet, Naomi Shalev Nye. I've met this person. She's really a great American poet, born in St. Louis, and she lives in San Antonio. I enjoyed her method of teaching very much. She's most often known as an educator of young people, so it's probably perfect for me. But she's quite brilliant. She was born in St. Louis to a Palestinian refugee dad and a German-Swiss mom. And she spent her adolescence in both Jerusalem and San Antonio. Wow. She's currently 9 years older than me. She's 72. So I'll start with that kind of foreboding Jorge Luis quote, because it's actually the start of her poem. We forget that we are all dead men conversing with dead men. So here's her poem. For the first time on the road north of Tampico, I felt the life sliding out of me. A drum in the desert, harder and harder to hear. I was 7. I lay in the car, watching palm trees swirl a sickening pattern past the glass. My stomach was a melon split wide inside my skin. How do you know if you're going to die? I begged my mother. We had been traveling for days. With strange confidence, she answered, when you can no longer make a fist. Years later, I smile to think of that journey, the borders we must cross separately, stamped with our own unanswerable woes. I, who did not die, who am still living, still lying in the back seat behind all my questions, clenching and opening one small hand. At the very least, we can do that. Can we do that? Clench and then open our hands, sign of our life, to open and close the hand for the benefit of all beings. Please join me in this brief gatha. May we together study the mystery, remembering that we are dead people walking. And in our walking and clenching our fists, remember that our generosity may be felt as a correlation to our hopefully less and less rare and more pure attention to each moment, each truth, each meeting of the arrow points aloft. Thank you for this.
Means are numberless. I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. Surpassable, I vow to become it.
Can we stand up for refuges? Offering three prostrations, you are really welcome to join me, or you could just stand, or you could stand and bow. And then refuges are refuge.
Triple refuge.
Around
102. 102.